Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Joy and Mary, I'll take after the break. Would you ask Joy to be patient, and Mary, I will take them. Would you please? Thank you very much. And I just want to talk to Americans, and I want you to have my phone number. I don't get out so much anymore. I'm not as strong as I used to be. But as long as I live, I got a voice. And it's going to be heard. And nobody can say what I'm saying, because it's so simple. It's so common sense. You really don't have to go to school and worry about history, because I just put it in just a very small amount of words. That's all you need to know. You're losing your freedom. You don't have parties. The only party we've ever known was the good one, misguided by Lincoln. And we had a civil war, which we didn't really need, if he'd given the cotton gin and made a deal of competition, friendly competition, North and South. Anyway, I want to talk to you just a little bit about twisted loyalties and Americans who side with the tyrants. The question is asked, why do we elect certified scoundrels all over again? It's because you've got two parties, and one scandal, and then the other one slowly became just as bad. The party, the right, the Lincoln right, in those days, were decent people, just ordinary people. There wasn't any parties. There only just, you have to elect the president, you elect who it is. That's all you need. There's no fighting then. There's only one party. Where did the other party come from? It came from the Civil War. And that's the kind of person on the left. And that's the one that got infiltrated first, long, long time ago, because the temperament is such that it enjoys racism, it enjoys enslavement. And they know they have the black Americans, because they've been so badly beaten in the South, even in my time when I came to America in 1953, I think, something like that. It was horrible, frightening. And who was doing it? Democrats, Ku Klux Klan. Nobody stopped them. The people themselves are no damn good then. They're better now. It's different there. It could only get worse or better. It got better. But the rest of the country got corrupted. And you're corrupted because you have two parties. You only need one. What represents the Constitution. And the Constitution, if we were really a noble people, that is, you know, that's not possible, because you always have the opportunity when you come into the world to be bad or good. What freedom is that you live in a free country to do wrong if you want to. It's just to pay a price and suffer. And hopefully in this free world you can recover and be redeemed. And that's what I'm saying to you. You have very little time left. Civil war's coming. And what's the last thing that can do? Martial law. He's sending it up to be martial law, or my name is Roy Masters. And if that happens, you are slaves forever. You don't get out of the country. It's over. If you wait 1 second, you can't wait now. Your president is feminine. He is nothing. He's never been to war. He's done nothing but be spoiled, to be prepared to bring this country to what it comes down. It's all been planned ahead of time. He's been matched with skill. His whole life is meant to be what it appeared to be. But you see, he arrived at the point where you have demoralized to such a degree that you all want something from someone, and they had to make somebody look, especially black. What a wonderful thing to have a black president. I agree with you. It's a wonderful thing. It doesn't matter what color it is, but you had to be careful what was under that color, and any more than you'd be under the Ku Klux Klan kind of color. So now I take my course. All right.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
So we're going to take the update first, which doesn't take much time, because the other person who has high blood pressure may take me a little extra time. So when I have an update, I'd like to hear it. The effect of my advice and my presence has on people is enjoyable, if you will permit me just for a few minutes to speak to Mary in Georgia. Hello, Mary.
Hi. Hi, Dad.
Thank you.
You said you would be my dad, and I'm holding you to it. But listen, I've talked with you before, and you helped me so much. I never got into all the physical problems that I had. I will be 70 years old this year.
Sound young.
5 years.
Sound young.
Yeah. So 5 years ago, I started to have a lot of trouble with having energy and working. So I quit and started, collecting Social Security and my retirements, mm-hmm. and I've been doing fine on that. And even at that time, I knew that God had been telling me for a while to sit down, just sit down. And I'd just be like, "No, my work is my prayer. I have to keep on going." Well, anyway, after I talked to you the last time and told you about the horrors that happened to me in my childhood,
mm-hmm.
I've been going to the doctor, and he sent me to an immunologist, and I had my blood showed that I had rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and Sjögren's syndrome, all this stuff. Anyway, so I took the medicine, and about 1 month ago, I realized I'm better. I have energy. I'm going out more. I'm doing more. I don't care. It's easy to go out now because I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care what they say. And I went to the doctor the day before yesterday, and he stood looking at me, and I said, "So, what's up, doc?" He said, "Your blood is all normal. All those factors are gone."
I love this.
They're gone. They're gone. It's normal. Now, I still have a few symptoms left, but every day I get stronger. I get more energy, and I listened to you for a long time, but I didn't hear you. And once I did, I can't explain to anybody how much
I know that.
Freedom.
I know that.
I have freedom now. Because I don't care what they think. I don't care what they say. I know what I'm doing. I'm following the voice, the inner voice. I'm not planning. I'm just going along with it. And when I don't know what to do, I say, okay.
That's it. Simple. When you're under pressure, don't just react to the pressure. Just wait till it goes away. You do the right thing.
Yeah. I just sit down and say, okay. I can be patient. I learned how. Thank you, God, you taught me.
That's right. He gave you patience instead of impatience.
Oh, and I used to be so impatient.
I mean,
nothing moved fast enough.
But, you know, that's such a nice little opening for this. I was pretty harsh in the first hour. But you come along like a nice fairy and say nice things, and I appreciate it. I'm assuming that you followed what I was saying.
Oh, I listened to every word, and you're right. And if I were me maybe 6 months ago, I would be frantic. I would be tearing around trying to fix the world. And now, you know, well, it's going to happen. You're absolutely right.
You're never going to let the world get to you. That's it.
No, it's done.
You don't need to be sorry for anybody. You can be helpful, but not sorry. You don't want the feeling of importance, the emotional thing that drives you to become a slave. So, but just the difference between us being sorry for someone is not degrading them. If you feel sorry for a beggar and you give him some money, you're less than you were before. But if you give him money because he needs it, and you go on, and it's not pressure, but kindness, for whatever reason it is, it makes a huge difference. See?
Yes, sir.
That's all. Yes. It's little things like that. It's the little things that confound the mighty. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I found out that once I could let the little stuff go, everything else got so much easier. And now it's not hard at all to meditate. I can be just driving along, going to the store, and my hand is warm, and I'm looking at the...
I got it. That's sweet. Did you ever hear the scripture, meditate unceasingly?
Yes.
But that's what it is. You are in a state of mind which requires no more effort on your part. You are now his. You are now subject to the constitution of Adam before he lost it. See? In other words, you have that in you. And so therefore, your Father in heaven acts through you. And you don't have to make any decisions. It's a yes, Grandpa. Yes, Father. Yes, Dad. Yes, Dad. Mm-hmm. It's almost like that, but you see, you can't see Dad. He's in you. He's got his nature in you, and you've given it freely to him. You've given yourself freely to thick and thin. You know nothing's going to bother you if you'll stand up for everything you know is right. And you'll know when to do it. Yes.
You're right. Nothing bothers me anymore. And I realize now how much was bothering me before, how intimidated I was all the time, and, you know, just going around fawning on everybody, trying to get them to admire me so I could admire myself.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God, how stupid.
You're typical of everybody listening.
I know I am. I wanted to tell you one more thing now.
What?
Since I started to open up, I've been telling everybody, go to antidote.com. Click on the 7-minute meditation.
Antidoteforall.com. Antidote for all.
That's right.
Yes.
That's what I've been saying. And no one has done it. Nobody. They're busy. They have church. They don't need a new meditation.
That's
they
right.
have church. They have jobs. They have. But since I said to one of my friends, I'm all better now. I'm weak now because I haven't been able to move for such a long time, but my blood is all better. She said, what was that thing you told me? So maybe when they see that I'm actually better, they will listen and then try it.
That is where you become believable.
I don't know what else to do.
Oh, it's wonderful.
What?
No, there's no more. You just live your life and goodness will follow you all the days of your life. And you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, as they said. I got to go now, though.
Oh.
But I think you said mostly what you wanted to say.
And I did. I'm just hoping that when next month I will be able to come out for a Sunday conversation.
That
so
would be nice.
If I can, I will see you then.
I'll give you a nice hug.
Well, all my thanks are to you, to God through you.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you. All right. Well, let's talk. Let's do some more talk. Let me help you with, like I helped young lady. See, doctors couldn't help. Had all the symptoms. Couldn't do a thing. It was torn to pieces. In just a little while. Better. Why are you afraid of me? Because I raised my voice? Why not? You think raising my voice is bad? No, only if I'm cursing you. No, but I raised my voice to overcome the voice you listened to and destroyed you. It's a counter. It's not the same energy field. The person that made you angry and broken mentally, emotionally, and physically, made you an appeaser or bully yourself, or planted all the miserable suffering in your head, like everybody. Nobody gets away with it. It's always the same. All the anxiety, it all goes away, drugs, alcohol. It's all part of the same sickness. And the sickness is being disconnected from your Creator from the day you were born. So you have a better opportunity. In other words, you're not the new Adam. You're the extension of his failing through one man's sin and death through sin spread. So his seed and her his seed and her suggestible. No, that's not the right word. Seductive quality. The spirit of paradise lost in every woman and the weakness of men because they're born of woman and go back to woman like an animal. See? And become devoured. Literally devoured. Addicted to what rises to the occasion of his silly little need. I know sex we need to practice sex, of course. But there's a wrong way of having sex and a right way. There's a wrong way of eating, and eating is natural, but it can become unnatural, can't it? And so therefore you end up with diabetes, and half the country is going to die from diabetes, and the other half is going to die from cancer, basically. Roughly. Unless they die from something on the way there. But if it ever gets to where they can go, where they've done all they can to do the right thing in the wrong way and do the wrong thing in the wrong way. Lee is just a series of effects becoming causes of the next effect. And every time you overreact, and every time you struggle with the consequence, and every time you try to lift the morale of somebody else, all you're doing is emboldening the person to become dependent on your approval. That's not healthy. We need to do more work than that. We need to call our caller. Joy has been waiting from Washington, and my name is Roy Masters. The number is 1-800-866-8883. Call me 8 o'clock in the evening to, 6 to 8 in the evening, West Coast time. I don't have any cards on my table, so I just sometimes screw it up a little bit. So forgive me. It's all ad lib. Okay, so now we're going to go to Joy and high blood pressure. That should be very easy to fix. How are you, Joy? Are you there?
Yes. This is an ex-coward calling you.
That sounds good to me.
I need to put a little thing on the end there that mostly an ex-coward. I got involved in the medical. the doctor thing. And
yes.
I've never been involved in it. After I got born from above, that was just something that was really strong in me. But I got a really bad blood infection. And then they showed that I had a low thyroid and some or all of that caused really high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I so want to get away from that. And I'm wondering, Roy, if you know that scripture, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations?
Yes.
That was never one of my favorite scriptures.
Yeah, but you do need that. You do need trials and tribulations to see what you're made of.
I do understand that. I'm dealing with my mother, who I've not ever had to deal with other than within me,
mm-hmm.
and to forgive her, and it's, you know, a lot of it has to do with you. I was a very strong Christian, not involved in a lot of messy things at all, and, you know, loved the Lord, but there was something missing, and I started listening to you, and I ordered 3 books. And I used to live in Oklahoma City, and you dropped off shortly thereafter. But looking back, it's good, because at that time, I would have put you on a pedestal. Now, lately, I've been listening to you on YouTube, and I haven't put you on a pedestal, but I have tremendous respect for everything that you do. And I just felt like I had to talk to you, because there's a few things that really bother me that I'm not addressing with my mother, although I do address things, but I'm not sure why it's bothering me, and it's something that I can't seem to overlook. And, you know, I
well,
feel
what,
like...
What is that? What is it that you can't overlook? What is it?
If I don't answer the phone, she'll call and leave... messages, and each one will get snottier and snottier, like, you know, why don't you call me, or
is that all? Is that all? Is that all? Is that all you have? Is that your whole problem?
No, there's a bunch of stuff that she does.
Well, what I'm really saying is there's a certain kind of tone of voice or personality that, if you pardon the expression, pisses you off.
Yes.
It's not just your mother. It extends to other people who behave or look like her.
No. I've narrowed it down. And there's one other thing that I'm not accomplishing it right. I'm not handling it right. She's one of these people, well, let's put it this way, she's a legal druggie, now she's got dementia, but I'm the one with the problem, and she'll always if you're just slightly little, you know, not catering to her, she'll go, there's something wrong with you. Is there something wrong with you? Then she'll call you up and ask you, do you feel all right? Like there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, she creates the problem and it doubles it as if she cared. And that
right,
the fact that the fact
really.
I'll tell you a little story, shall I?
Of
and
course.
It's very close to what you're saying, and I think if I give you a story that is similar to yours, you might see it. It's a, in other words, I'm talking about something very little that will set that program you have in motion. It will stimulate the behavior that you cannot stop. And now, I have a lady, she probably listens to me every night when she can. I've known her for 14 years. She's worked for me for 10 years, and she's retired. And she's a very good friend now. But she was a real basket case. And she had a mother also that gave her hell. And so she was so cruel. She didn't know what was beside herself. And she just got angrier and angrier. And then as she started to walk out, her mother said, take care. And all of a sudden, something sprung up in her. To hell with her. I'm not going to take care of myself. I'll walk on a volcano. I'll walk on a cliff. I'll stand on my head until my face is turning red. And that kind of thing. And she was very, very difficult, and she was very, very broken. Anyway, now let's stop the story. She was broken in a way you couldn't possibly believe. And all kinds of physical problems. And she was my secretary, but I saw that she was a good person. And with all her problems, I let her work. And she was a good worker. And for years and years, she couldn't hear what I was saying. And one morning, she woke up. Now, fast forward. About 2 weeks ago, she does nice things to me. Because I'm kind of sort of stuck in my house looking after my wife. She gets me good groceries and things and does very kind things for me so my office can be my home. All right. So one day when we had a nice little talk and I was saying goodbye, I said, take care. And all of a sudden she stopped. And she says, that's it. The fact that my mother did that to me and then had the wickedness to say, take care. It was so sarcastic, so awkward, so cruel, that it overcame her. And any time, so how her misery and suffering and all her bad behavior, which I can't tell you, all the bad behavior all these years was triggered by someone saying, take care. That is the key. In other words, you have a key. Something that triggers you, your behavior to your mother, even if she's dead. If somebody else said it, take care. Whatever it is that your program is linked to. If you do that, if you just hear that word, dear, take care, it will keep alive the behavior your mother put into you. So the minute she heard that, oh, the rest of her problems disappear. She was going to take, she couldn't breathe properly. In other words, she couldn't sleep because she died in her sleep. And so she was ready to go to the doctor to be having all this paraphernalia put on her. She began to feel fear. All of a sudden, she remembered, take care. And if she saw it and didn't get afraid anymore, or everything disappeared and she became normal and she could breathe and she didn't even need to go to the doctor. She didn't have to have all that apparatus all over and let her sleep all night. And she is getting better. I want you to find the trigger to that. Find the trigger. Like, take care. Or when I hypnotize a person, I said, when I touch my tie, you will change your shoes on the wrong feet and make them feel perfectly normal. It does the same thing. I can actually produce that in seconds. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to ask you to support my program. It's slow. I don't have the money. You notice I'm not doing a live program every night. I want to do a live program, but our staff, our board operators, our engineers are flying a half mast because we don't have the money to do it. I don't have the money to pay it. And so when they get sick, we got problems because it's 24 hours a day. And we've only got three or four people. That's not enough. Engineers and everything. So this isn't cheap to do this. And they're not getting paid as much as they should. So they do deserve to live. But they're still with me. I tell you, I don't know what it is, but we know that something's going to happen better for us, and they seem to know it too. And they're just wonderful people to work with. I just want to say, please support it so I can pay them better. Right now, you know, I'm down to my skinnies, all right? Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. That is Foundation of Human Understanding, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. You can also go to my website and pick up the antidote one, Antidote for All. But that's a website by itself, so it doesn't have anything else on it to bother a friend of yours if you want to just leave me out of it. It will have the same effect on them, or you will lose a friend. You said it will have a very deleterious effect on the person who's not really your friends, and they'll say goodbye to you, and you got rid of what you really didn't need, who was just about to screw you, and you it's one of those things. And so you will begin to see that who are friends and who are fiends. You'll see through the skin. You can see the way they look, the way they walk. You can see their behaviors, which you've missed. So listen to me carefully. It will also help in your voting, because had you had what I have now, you wouldn't be in this mess and horror in the next 6 or 7 weeks. We'd never be talking about this. But right now, you're all broken. The lady that's just calling me says she used to go to school, to church, and all that is an addiction. You hide behind verses and chapters. You look forward, away from your problems, just like a person who has an eating problem. You don't think the food is doing is helping that person, really. It's killing them. It's the longing for the feeling it gets for a little bit. That's all. It's the longing for the feeling. It's the longing. It's not the thing itself. It's the longing. The more you eat, the more you want. Because you're undoing the sin, the pleasure of that moment of eating something you shouldn't eat, the pleasure of it makes you lose yourself for a minute, and then you'll become less of a person with a greater desire to eat more. See, and the distance, the time between what you eat and what you gets, instead of being every day, is every hour. And pretty soon it's every minute. And you get big and fat, and you've got all kinds of sickness and diseases coming with that. And you get diabetes, you're going to have your legs cut off, and God knows what. And so it's all in your head. I want you to find the trigger. There's a trigger. I just said, as a professional hypnotist, I could call somebody on the stage, looks like a perfectly normal person, by the time he's reached me, I've already changed the way he thinks, and made my words, and made my will his will, and he doesn't see it. He changes his shoes, And does even though I said, I made you do it, he doesn't believe it. Even though he heard it, he still doesn't believe it. He just wears his shoes backwards.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back to my to Joy in just a minute. I just want to make a thought, and let me finish it. And is the fact that I can hypnotize a person over the radio. Or I can unhypnotize. See, my work is to unhypnotize the fact that you are. Why you have all these compulsions is hypnotic. And there's a key somewhere. And the key was with the person I just mentioned. And you can go to Roy Masters' hypnosis demonstration and see it for yourself. It's been up there for 20 years with explanations. And so even though I told them what I was going to do, as he walks towards me, he's already in the trance. He doesn't see it. He looks perfectly normal. And I make him change his shoes. And I said, I touch my tie. That's the key. So he keep touching my tie, and that triggers the suggestion. In other words, the feeling comes to change his shoes. And then he ends up giving into it because he struggles. And then, because they do feel uncomfortable, it actually has a physical effect. It's not just suggestion. It's got a feeling to it. And then he puts his shoes on the wrong feet. I said, you remember me telling you this? He says, yes. I said, why did you do it? He said, I felt uncomfortable. I said, didn't I tell you that you'd make an excuse? Yes. What's the excuse? He told me. And I said, no, still, why do you change your shoes this way? Because they feel better. Oh, well, why do the audience wear the shoes differently from you? He says they don't know what they're doing or they're obstinate. It's crazy, isn't it? But is that easy? Now, let me say to you, if you hate what I'm saying, remember, when you hurt somebody and they hate you for what you say to them, you kill them, you kill the soul. And they can't come back. It's over. They only have to have the same voice, similar voice and mannerism, or the belt that was you were beaten with and is on somebody else that looks like the belt your father beat you with. And immediately you begin to have hostility towards your father, and whatever the behavior is awakened, and you can't stop yourself. Like what I said a little while ago, what it was I said a little while ago, it was, take care. That was it. That was the trigger. It's all it takes to trigger. It only takes a photograph of a demagogue all around. Have his picture there, and it keeps the loyalty to him, his person, forever. They get used to it. See? And so I'm going to go back to my caller. Joy, you see, I'm looking for a trigger.
You know, I was thinking about that, Roy, while you were talking, and I'm thinking that when I was younger, I was always made to feel guilty about hundreds of things.
Well, just give me one, because you gave me one already, and that's from your mother. And so all she has to do is call you and irritate you and then ask you how make you sick and ask you as if she appreciated, she wants to hope you that you're okay when she doesn't believe that at all. She knows that you're just saying that bothers you. Just saying, oh, are you okay? That bothers you more than anything else because it's so contradiction.
Yeah, I think perhaps I got blamed for so much and was caused to feel guilty about everything, that when she deliberately manipulates and tries to control me that way about the phone thing, I rise up and I get disturbed. Now I'm seeing that maybe I'm more disturbed than I thought.
Correct.
Or else why would
Correct.
I be calling?
No, that is the truth. You got it.
And I'm not handling it well. I'm
No, then listen,
more.
Listen carefully. You need to meditate. And now that you, now this has entered your consciousness, and as my discussion with you has caused you to bring this to consciousness, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's not a cure yet. But it is something curable. And so you need to wait. What you all need to say, I see that. That's all you need to say. I see it. There'll be some relief. There'll be a little bit of relief. Wow, I see that. There may be others, but you'll see them too. You got to start somewhere. Let's start with this one. Your mother calls you again. Okay? It's important for your mother to tell you, to say these bad things to you. And so when she's finished, she says, excuse me, mother, I don't like what you're talking about. And if you do this again, I'm going to change my phone number. And you can't do this anymore. See? And, or, you talk to her in a way, thank you. You say, you're talking to me that way again. And it's in, you're intending to upset me. I'm not going to be upset with you. I know you can't help yourself. Someone did something to you, and now you're doing it to me. What you need to do is to explain it to her as best you can, and you might say to her something like that. You might see her one day, and you say to her, you know those phone calls you give to me? Let me start off again. Mother, I have sinned against you. Oh, you did, dear. You can approach it in many different ways. You'll come out on the way to do it, intuitively or no. But I just give you an opportunity, just see how it works. The whole idea is you just don't react. The whole idea of her is to create a reaction. That way she gets a certain perverse pleasure, which is very dangerous.
She's beginning to live on your life force. Reaction out of me.
That's right, she lives off that reaction. She lives off it.
Yeah.
It's like throwing two Alka-Seltzer in a glass of water. You fizz, and you give off an energy. And she sucks it in. See that? So what you need to do is say, Mom, I've done harm to you. Oh, she'll listen. See, that stops her. He said, well, I hate your guts. You hate my guts? Yes, I hate your guts, so I'm sorry about that. But you're hateable. My problem is to hate you. I see you can't help yourself, so therefore I let it go. Thank you. Talk to you another day. Click.
Okay, that's.
And don't answer the phone.
I will have to do that. I'm not going to feel bad at myself because...
No, you don't have to. You're going to make her feel... You're going to have to make her feel bad by you not feeling bad. Now, listen carefully.
Yeah.
Listen carefully to how I say it. It's very important. In other words, the fact that you are innocent of it and that you are not doing anything to her but react, see, that is the hypnotic emotional pressure. Now you can see it. It's possible for you to listen to Roy Masters and see that being upset is hypnoidal. It will continue working against you until it killed you of some kind of disease or you drop dead. And in other words, it's a killer. That is a killer and that is a murderer. But it is a kind of murder that you cannot convict a person for, because everybody does it. And so not only but you must be your mother this way, but you must be that way with everybody. If you can be that way with your mother and your father especially, whichever he does, you need to deal with it similar ways. It will come to you. God will give it to you. But if you will just do that and realize that your reaction to your mother, who cannot help but do it to you because it was done to her when she was born, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
Yeah,
you come into the world, and the world comes into you, and that's what she got to give you. And she's the world to you because you can. You got it?
Yes, sir, and thank you very much. And I may call one day and tell you about the total victory.
Yes, you're going to be just fine because I've counter-mesmerized your problem as I spoke to you.
Yes.
You feel clean now. You feel cleaner now, don't you?
Yes, I do, and clearer.
Yes, and you don't worry about what your mother's... If your mother drops dead, you say, oh, that's all. That's simple. It's a poor lady. If she drops dead, you've lost what you should have lost. And if she wakes up and says, you know what, you're right. You've got what you should have had. It shouldn't make any difference one way or the other.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes, sir. Thank you so very much for all the help you've had.
I do it to people. I'm knocking people off like flies on my radio show.
Well, I just started listening, and I understand about the money.
Yes.
And a lot of other things because the Lord in me already spoke to me before you even said that. And he gently asked me he said, how much has he done for you? And I said, much more than church ever did. my redeeming thing was that I was so bashful and so introverted that I let the Holy Spirit teach me, not realizing that I was doing it the correct way.
Correct, yes.
You know, over and above that, I can't tell you how much I can thank you. And I want to be that 10% that's still here if that's the way it's going. And quite frankly, I've seen it that way. That is going to be death, desolation, and terror. And I don't know if we can turn it around, but you can sure. That's enough. I don't want to take more of your time.
That was the first hour you were listening to, weren't you?
Thank you so much, and I will continue.
Okay, God bless
you. Thank you, Roy.
You're welcome.
Bye.
It's nice hearing from you. Well, here we are again. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I shall use this commercial if you don't mind. I've done my best to get you to be your best. And you've heard two young ladies. And how sweet that is. And they saw that if they went on, there'd be chaos and misery. And collectively, all of you will experience chaos and misery. Where you had a free country, you will not have one. And there will be nothing to stop you, nothing that will help you, because being a pervert, a degenerate, a person who smokes and drinks and is a bully and an appeaser and has psychological or physical problems will never get better. Because so many people will be that way, that we will be born in a world just like it suddenly appeared in a cannibal world, or you're a Jew that's just been discovered in Hitler Germany, and they will want to kill you. So while you still have a halfway decent country where good people lurk there, and you draw them to you, and where they start to hurt you, remember what I've said. I've never lost a fight I did not start. That's it. So when people start with you and you stay calm, and that calmness comes from your Creator, not from anything you can muster up yourself. If you can find that, what this young lady just spoke about and the other young lady spoke about, and you do not react, it means to the person who does it to you, it means that hands off, he or she is one of him. I am one of him. That is why I could do his work. That's all. And I have a radio program. I can go over mountains, but I need a staff to pay for that. I need my disciples, in a sense, that love what I do, because they are listening and making sure that everything, all the knobs are being twisted and making sure it's going out, and the sound is right. Thank you. Post Office Box, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
Listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, you have 1 hour after the top of the hour, and just let me wrap it up for the 5 or 6 minutes I have. Yes, twisted loyalties, Americans who side with tyrants. Yes, on American soil, the sympathy for the devil is all around us now. And you would have better watch out for your Democrats and Republicans. They're no damn good. So excuse me saying that. And the question is often asked, why do we elect certified scoundrels like we've got over and over again? Is it because elections are mostly... Actually, not. I'm not asking the question. It is because elections are mostly emotional loyalties. Got that? The emotion is hypnotic. I can make you emotional, I own you. I don't mean to, but to good people, it is counter-hypnotic. I have a strength stronger than the strength of whatever said anything to you. It's a different kind of strength, and the bad person cringes from me. It turns white and angry and says, you're listening to him? That's him or her. It's not your friend. That's how you know. And by the way, if you happen to be driving in a car with a friend and the friend says that, you probably want to jump out of the car and before you stop. That's how much it affects them. But you don't feel anything except, it feels like a breath of fresh air. What's the matter with him? He just got upset. The very thing he wants me to do to me, I have done to him without trying. Just by telling the truth, you will unhinge a person by being truthful. And the unhinging will count on dropping, getting them to, in a sense, well, in a manner of speaking, just using a parable. That's not the right word either. So when you speak up to someone, it will upset them first, but it won't bother you. What comes back to you will still not bother you. And no matter what comes back to you, you still won't bother you, but you will bother the botherer. And then you can calm him down or make him run. You can make him say, I see what you mean, I'm sorry about that. And you want a friend, or the other one runs away. Can't touch you. I would say if America became all like that, learning to understand that you elect people, even friends, as emotional loyalties. That is, that category of person is in league with the devil. If you allow yourself to be upset, in other words, have an emotion put into you, a feeling put into you, even though it's a pleasant feeling, you must not let it put into you. You can laugh and joke with it, but do not be lifted up with it. Don't be lifted up if somebody gives you a gift. Watch for the feeling that pulls you to feel so good about getting a gift. It will own you. See? And you will not know that you are mesmerized at that moment. You will not know it. You will start to become subject to that person. Subject to that person's kindness that isn't kind. You need to understand, you need to be emotionless. Meaning, you don't get high, you don't have any lows, and you have a path for God to move through you. If anyone, those emotions are blocking the artery of expression, he cannot guide you. You will be guided by the person who knows how to love, hate you. Do you understand this? Post Office Box 1000, Foundation of Human Understanding, donate. Post Office Box 1000. Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Nobody called to stop me. No one challenges me. No one can. It's not just because I've got a nose in the air. I just know I'm telling you the truth. I've known it, what was going to happen, since 1960. I knew what was happening. I knew to get out of Los Angeles when I had a nice house on the water and a boat. I gave it all up to be a fisherman of men. I got a little tiny place up here in Oregon. That's all I have. I appreciate your support. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. It's the Foundation of Human Understanding. That, and you can get that meditation, the 7-minute meditation, on both sites. FHU.com, you get the whole kit and caboodle, the whole the website. If you don't want, if you want to introduce a friend and he says, "Oh, you listen to that Roy Masters," okay, take him over to antidoteforall.com. Antidote for all, one word, and say just don't tell anybody about what it does for you. Just find a person who has anxiety and fears. He said, "You know, do you have anxiety?" "Yes, I do." "You want to get rid of it? Just listen to this. You have no idea. I don't need to for you to be proselytizing. There's no need for it. It's just wonderful for me. What's in it? You just have to find out. That's it. There's no need for proselytizing. Okay, thank you. Oh, yes, hello. Good evening again. It's just for 1 minute. If you would like to support my program, I hope you do. The Post Office Box 1000, Foundation of Human Understanding, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And the phone number at the office, 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock West Coast time, weekdays, is 541. Isn't that ridiculous? Well, just write it. Just go to my website. You know the rest. You don't know it, do you? FHU.com will do. It just popped out of my mind. So FHU will do it.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.